Then his mothers and brothers came to him and could not approach him because of the crowd. And he was told by some who said, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside desiring to see you." But Jesus answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who wish, those who hear the word of God and do it." So taken on its face, today's gospel reading seems to be a rejection of the deep, most deeply held value that we have, right? Even in Armenian we say, "Ընտանիքը սրբությունն է," right? The family is holy, thank you. Family is holy. But as so often the case when our Lord speaks, what at first glance seems to be a rejection of something is really just a redirection. It allows us to honor our earthly families, but also see the even greater family that it points to beyond. Our Lord is teaching on this day. His words are like fire, such that this great crowd gathers around to be warmed by it. But right in the middle of his teaching, his mother and his brothers arrive, and they can't get through because of the crowd. And when the message is relayed to Jesus, "Your family's waiting to see you," we think that Jesus will attend to them and do his duty to respect his family. And we expect him to affirm the importance of family, which is, after all, ordained by God. Yet Jesus responds not with a rejection of his family, but with a radical redirection of who belongs to him. Beyond bonds of blood to something even greater. "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." Not a rejection of family, quite the opposite. Recall, how did Mary become Jesus' mother in the first place? She's living proof that "my mother and brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." She became Jesus' mother by hearing the word of God and responding to the angel's invitation, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, let it be with me according to your word." She is the kin of Christ, not merely by blood, but by listening, by obedience. And she would not be offended by Jesus' expansion of family beyond kindred, for she herself was the pioneer of doing this. How about Jesus' brothers? St. James, the St. James of Jerusalem, of the Armenian Patriarchate, the St. James of the Epistle in the Bible, St. James, the brother of the Lord, the first bishop of Jerusalem. He transcended his biological relationship to his half-brother, we believe, Jesus, and he didn't join the family business just out of inheritance or obligation, but because he was transformed by faith into a brother by commitment. And the only work he sought to do was the work of sacrificial love. He, like his Lord, gave his very life away to bond and nurture this church, this new family that was being born then, and we continue to this very day. And that's our mission here at St. Hagop. We just continue to adopt new family members, which Jesus says occurs in one simple but not at all easy way, by each of us learning to hear and to do the will of God. And by the way, let's talk a little bit about this. Our whole worship is structured for this, and it points to this, to learn how to hear and to do the word of God. When do we hear the word of God? It's actually the entire first act, if you will, of Badarak. We call it the liturgy of the word. That's when you see the gospel being paraded around the altar, the word of God. And that's, of course, when we have the readings. That's why we say God is speaking and chant the gospel, because at heart, our faith is not about knowing and grasping and seeing. It's about hearing and listening and obeying. A message that's not down here, it's a message up there that comes down. The sermon was originally right after the readings, when with the priest listening in his life to the word of God, and the lectionary and helping the people to hear the word in their daily lives. And so we become member of Christ's family by learning to hear the word of God on Sunday and every day. And then we strive to do the word of God. To confess and turn away from self-centered pride and envy and anger, whatever divides us from each other and from the family and threatens our spiritual family. And then to turn toward the unparalleled example of Jesus Christ, who comes to us as the second act of liturgy. That's what the chalice is then paraded for, the liturgy of the Eucharist, which is the second act of our holy Badarak, which just remembers how Jesus offered himself in love in every way and every action, to feed the hungry, visit the sick, forgive the unforgivable, love the unlovable. And every time we do the same in a small way, reach out to parishioner, offer compassion to someone struggling, serve the church in stewardship, we bring ourselves and others into this new kind of family, which begins in this world, but its reach is eternal. And finally, Holy Communion is the great sign of this emerging family of hearers and doers of God's word. In the Eucharist, which we just partaked of, we're called to this ultimate family meal, where the family gets together and we become one body, as Paul says, for we all partake of one bread. And that's not just symbolic, that's a mystical reality. A new family which takes each of us and all of our diversity and brings us together by the mystical presence of our Lord. And so, following the examples of Mother Mary, Brother James, and Christ our Lord, may we be hearers and doers of God's word. And let us in Sunday worship learn to be such hearers and doers of God's word and bring that into our lives at work, school, home, in between, because as much as we do, we grow into this grace of a blessed family, which Christ himself affirms, saying, "You are my mother, you are my brother, you are my sisters, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen."